The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, after three days rise again. He said all this quite openly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, that can give in return for their life. Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And he said to them, "Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see that the kingdom of God has come with power." The Gospel of our Lord. Jesus foretells his death and resurrection. Why did he say it openly but still say it quietly? Why did Peter rebuke Jesus? How come he called Peter Satan? Why does he say that those who want to save their life will lose it? What is the reason he says what he can give in return for their life? I notice that in this section he says some will not taste death until the kingdom of God has come in power. What does in power mean? Why does he tell them to take up their cross upon and follow me? I also notice that Jesus says to Peter, "You are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." What does this mean, and why does he say that? When he talks about the sinful generation, why is he talking about them being ashamed? Is there really that much to be ashamed of? And why do some not feel ashamed? This text indicates to me that God notices everything and might get mad, but still shows forgiveness for everyone. I wonder if those people listened and did as told. I wonder why he states there are some standing here that don't taste death till God's kingdom has arrived. Why not everyone?